Wherever you are, cruising in your kitchen or cruising in your car, I said, put up that antenna on your radio. Turn it once again for the
yeah, I don't know what the heck it's supposed to be. Does that mean
we're
on? No, can't be. Are we hot? Ooh, I'm just feeling so hot.
I thought you were always hot.
Most of the time, yeah. Just one of those obsessions. Hi, how you doing? Don Vogel, State Fair. We're in Minnesota. Where are you? Tommy Mischke, he's the piano player. Holly Palmer, she's the producer. She is out here at the fair today, ladies and gentlemen. Sort of got used to introducing me, though, Tommy.
Hello. We're happy to do that, Tom.
Then see if people would cooperate who are outside. Do we have our outside mic, Holly?
Do we have it on?
If people would cooperate when Tommy introduces me and just pretend like they like the show, it would really just start the show off on the right foot, if you would just do that.
All right. Someone tell me what kind of a world we live in where a heavyset blind guy can commandeer the airwaves every day for 2 hours and get away with it. He's been called the Babe Ruth of the 90s, the round mound of sound. We call him stone blind, out of his mind. A big hand, ladies and gentlemen, for Don Vogel! There it is.
Oh, cool. That's not bad. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very impressive. I am psyched. It's a beautiful day. I mean, compared to yesterday.
This is a beautiful day, Don? Only a blind man could make a gaffe like that.
No, it is in terms of my attitude.
Oh, sorry.
I have a much better attitude today. From that standpoint, it's a beautiful day.
Okay.
You been keeping up on the Bobby Fischer, Boris Spassky chess match by any chance?
Yeah, it's in the... I can't find it in the sports pages the way I'd like to.
I thought ESPN might have it on, but...
No.
No, we checked it out.
Sushri and Royce were going to devote an entire show to it, though.
Yeah.
On their Saturday morning.
And I understand Sid Hartman was asked to go over and cover it.
That's right.
That's right. I'll go over there. That's right. But I want to know why. I guess it was on the front page of USA Today, and it was on the front of the other papers, too, wasn't it, Ellie? Why, I mean, nobody cares about chess, do they?
Well, back when these two played, it was probably the one time that chess was completely in the public eye, and
they've been playing
really
each other. They've been playing each other for 20 years.
They have?
Yeah.
I thought this is a big rematch.
I know it is, but I'm saying they started 20 years ago playing chess.
No, I don't think you have that right. I think they played once 20 years ago and not since.
But the point is, haven't there been any other chess players in the last 20 years except Bobby Fischer and Boris Spassky, whatever his name is?
Well, it's like if Babe Ruth was the only ball player in history, the only one that anybody knew about, and he came back to swing a bat. That's what it's like.
Hmm. But you know, for some reason, unless you play chess, I don't know how many people do, it just doesn't grab you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do understand that they were trying to coax Howard Cosell out of retirement to announce.
How would Howard cover one of these matches?
Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell reporting. Well, there they are. Boris Spassky and Bobby Fish. Now, it's Fish's move.
10 minutes later,
we're still waiting. But Bobby Fischer's move. Come on, Bobby. Time's a-waste.
Howard could be dead before he...
That's right. And then, of course, Boris is going to take another 25 minutes before he makes his move. And
well, there's a lot of psychological warfare that goes on these things.
Yeah, they're staring each other down, I guess. Mm-hmm. Plenty. 646-8255, 1-800-962-0792. Those are the numbers by which we can be reached. Thanks to Aunt Martha for dropping by some... chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. By the way, should the folks here who want to call just go to a phone booth nearby or something?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you do that if you got a hankering? Or, I mean, if you really want to be lazy, you can use the outside mic. Otherwise, just go to a phone booth. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fine. We don't have any problem with that whatsoever. We'll be here, tomorrow and Friday, and then back at the studios. I'll be off Labor Day. Bob Yates will be doing the show from here on Labor Day, and next Tuesday, back in beautiful, beloved Maplewood. Huh.
Yeah. Back where you guys can't see us anymore.
That's right.
We like it that way.
You see, because that's what radio's supposed to be, where the audience can't see you. That's the whole purpose of radio.
See, if we were back at the studio, you could have believed that was actually Howard Cosell.
That's right.
Here, it's a dead giveaway.
Here, I feel like a dumbass doing an impression with people watching me. It seems very weird to me. I'm sure it loses most of the mystery, most of the magic, and... he just feels sort of like a jerk. We have a call. Angel, you're on the talk station. Hello? That's the wrong mic, Ellie.
Most of the action in the major leagues is tonight.
Twins game.
Oh, it's a Twins game.
No. I only have control of our stuff.
That was Joe Angel, the old announcer.
That's whoever's back on the board because I only have control of our stuff.
Chris, what the hell are you doing back there?
Hey, Don?
Yeah,
sorry. I was listening to the Twins during Rush, and he's on the same thing as the telemetry.
Sorry. How are you doing? How are the Twins doing?
I didn't catch the score yet. I was intermittent.
Well, you've been listening to him. You don't even know the score.
I was intermittently turning it on and off.
What, John Gordon on? He never tells you the score because he's too busy talking about, Mrs. Madeline English, 98 years old, is listening to the Twins game today.
Actually, it's John. You did a Gordonism earlier when you thanked Aunt Martha for the cookies.
Did
That's
I?
Something John would have done.
That's right. Want to thank Aunt Martha for bringing cookies up. But Madeline English, 98 years old. Of course, she's been on the life support system for the last 12 years, but we got a feeling that we're reaching her somehow. Or got that Twins game on for her in case she comes out of the coma.
Oh, this report just in, she's dead.
Oh, but we know she'll still be listening to a Carter away. All right, can we try Angel again to see if we have her this time? Angel.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi.
Sorry we took us a while to get to you.
That's okay. I have to be kind of quiet because I have Willie here. He's taking a nap.
Willie Griffin is with you taking a nap?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, see, yesterday I was coming out of Valley Fair, and I seen this guy getting thrown out of the booth.
Right. A guy had called up with a Willie sighting, said he was at Valley Fair.
Yeah, he was.
And you happened to be by there, and you picked him up?
Yep. I felt really bad.
Oh, Angel, what have I told you about picking guys up?
He looked pretty dejected.
Well, not only dejected, he was probably stoned out of his mind, wasn't he?
Well, he wasn't too bad.
Uh-huh.
He's just mumbling your name all the time, but...
Don Bobo, he kept saying, Bobo.
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
So
anyway, I took him home.
Yeah.
I gave him a nice meal, and I told him who I was, and then he remembered he was going to be a bad man for me.
Oh.
So
Willie has been a bad man for you for how long now?
All last night.
How's Willie?
It was pretty wild.
How's Willie's staying power? Pretty good, huh?
Not too bad. Could be better.
For an old gentleman?
Yeah, I was pretty easy on him, though.
Oh, I'm sure he appreciated that.
So he's taking a nap right now.
Well, when he wakes up, would you have him call us?
Okay.
Because we would like to find out what he's doing or if he's going to come back here or what, because people have been asking about him out here.
Well, I'm going to... take care of him for a little bit, and then he'll probably want to move on.
You may totally drain whatever life is left in him right out of him.
Well, hopefully I'll invigorate him a little bit.
Well, that's also another possibility. Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right, take it easy. Another Willie Griffin sighting, spending the part of the day and the night and part of the next day with Angel. Tommy, surprised?
I'm a little shocked at an 85-year-old man covering the kind of terrain he's covering. I heard Megamall sightings yesterday. I heard, I know a Thunderbird shot or two can go a long way, but the fact that he's carrying on going on 2-3 days now like this is amazing to me.
Yeah, and I mean, she sounds like a rather young woman. It's amazing that you could have a staying power.
Don, what are you doing?
Eating a cookie? Why?
Don, we're on the air.
Oh, sorry. I'm really on the air, man.
I thought you said you were done with those.
I thought I was, too, but it tastes sort of good. You know, I would like... I was smelling some onion rings on the way, and I would like some of those. I wish one of the loyal members of the studio audience would go and get some onion rings for me. Think they would?
I don't see anybody jumping. No.
Just takes one person.
I think there's a hand being held out. If you got the dough, looks like he's running.
Well, I'll pay for him. I just want somebody to go get him. I just got a hankering for onion rings.
Well, what do they get for the effort? Because I think if you're going to send someone to do you a favor like this, you know...
I'll get them some onion rings, too, if they want.
All right. If you folks want to go out and buy 2 orders of onion rings, Don will buy yours.
Somebody's knocking.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute, Ollie. Just hope they don't have a handgun.
I'll bring the bat with me.
Frisk them first. We've had some sightings about...
No, they'll be fine.
Robert De Niro-type taxi character in the area.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Well, who the heck are you talking
to? Chuck, we'll get to you shortly, sir. Just hang on. I just got to get this onion ring purchase taken care of. Right. It's one of the perks we get for being out here. Doggone it, I'm going to take advantage of it.
I know there's a young man outside.
And what's he doing?
He's got
yeah, that's the guy. He's running for it.
He's running for him?
All right.
All right, here. Give him that.
Okay.
Tell him wait a minute. You mean you're going to give him the money?
Well,
that's my point.
Well, how's he supposed to give him? I didn't see.
We're not going to see this guy again.
No,
we're not going to see this guy
again. I'm trusting Minnesota Nice. I'm trusting.
You just lost a sawbuck, buddy.
No, it's a five.
Oh.
I'm trusting humanitarians. I'm trusting Minnesota Nice. We'll see what happens. Let's go to Chuck. Unless we want to hear the Twins game some more, maybe. Chris, think you want to hear the Twins game, or should we talk to Chuck this time?
We can talk to Chuck.
All right, sir.
There you go, Chuck.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You know, Madeline English is 98 years young.
Oh, yeah, you know, I did screw that up. You're right, because he always says 98 years young.
Came out of a coma.
Yes.
Both legs amputated because she's had diabetic problems and some eyesight problems.
Mm-hmm.
98 years young.
Yes, thanks for the correction. You're right.
All right.
All right. He always does say, 98 years, which I think is very condescending.
It is.
To senior citizens, and I would think that senior citizens wouldn't even like that. I think they would think they're being talked down to.
No.
When some jerk says, 98 years young.
How would John Gordon sound when he's 98 years young?
I used to do Twins game.
Oh, I hope to God he's not still doing a Twins game.
Yeah.
Portland, maybe. But.
We can hope that next year, as a matter of fact. Let's take another call. Did you say we had calls, Holly?
Well, it looks like some people in the audience there are hovering by the mic and want to talk
about
it.
Well, by all
microphone
means,
there.
Just step right up. Hooray,
well, say, Don,
hooray.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Where is the Shriners Beer Garden out here at the fair?
I'd probably be the last guy they would tell after the way we made fun of the Shriners one day.
Yeah, I think the beer garden out here is being renamed for the Shriners. I think just the Shriner Garden, they're calling
it. Yeah. You don't know where that is, do you, Tom?
Well, of course I do. I stopped there prior to the show for a 5-10 minute shot.
I could tell that, as a matter of fact. Thickening of the tongue, a little difficulty pronouncing certain words.
And yet, in a lot of ways, more comfortable and more smooth.
Well, that's the main thing. Any other questions out there?
Step right up to the mic, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I love your selection of shirt.
Thank you, sir.
Rainbow.
Really?
But I was just...
I told Don it was a black shirt.
It felt like an old cloth to me. I just put it on. It fit, so I wore it.
But I was wondering, do you know the movie Rain...
Rain Man?
No. Sorry, Don.
Okay. Raindrops are falling on my head. rain... I wish it would rain. Singing in the Rain. I don't know.
Nope. Anybody else? I think that's it for the audience out there.
Excuse me, I'm just having a burger. All right. Back to the phones we go. Steve, you're on the talk station.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I've been keeping track of the Bobby Fischer tournament.
Why?
Now, did you find it on TV somewhere, sir?
No. But I did hear that he slammed his fingers on the car door and he's out for the season.
I hate when that happens, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It's amazing. Well, thank you, sir. You know, Bobby Fischer, of course, and Boris Baskin, we mentioned them playing chess. Maybe John Gordon should do that tournament.
Sure.
Well, we waited a long time for Bobby to make a move here. In the meantime, we got Gloria Johnson, 97 years young. Well, I thought she was listed in the tournament, but they just told me that she expired. How would John fill the time? Well, I guess he'd read, like, scores of minor league games like he always does, maybe read chess tournaments happening around the country or something.
Sure.
You know, another thing I never understood, explain, Ricky Ricardo used to say to Lucy on I Love Lucy, Lucy, explain this to me, honey. Why do they have bridge in the paper every day? What is that?
You don't follow them?
No, I don't. You?
You don't follow it at all?
No, sir.
Oh, you're the only one I've ever met that doesn't regularly follow that bridge section of the paper.
So there is a reason, then, to put it in the paper. Huh?
Oh, yeah. All of us here in Minnesota are regularly. You've been out of, out of town about 5 years? There was a big surge in bridge playing.
I know it was a big surge in jumping off of bridges because of the recession.
Well, that might have been.
I heard of that, but I didn't hear about the surge in playing bridge.
A lot of people want them to replace that bridge section with a bungee jumping section in the paper.
Let's grab another call here. Hi, you're on the talk station. Hello. Yeah, well.
Could I have a wacky stat?
Well, you know, there's a stat. We'll just do one of these wacky stats because we have a regular feature every week called Wacky Stats. We don't want to... Tommy will be out of material in no time here, although his trip to San Francisco did yield a lot of them. But...
Is there anyone on, like, urbanized raccoon behavior?
There might be if we check far enough, but...
Well, only in the sense that raccoons have teeth and that this particular wacky stat is about teeth. Denture wearers across America were recently asked, in what strange places have their artificial teeth fallen out?
Mm-hmm.
The number one answer was, while making love, over half the denture wearers said during intimacy, it is not uncommon for all 32 shiny whites to spill out and land on their partner.
Now, they didn't say where they landed. I guess it depends on where their mouth was at the time. All right.
Either way, it causes unprecedented anxiety and embarrassment. Now, 27% said they've shot out at various athletic events as well, usually during the excitement and with the screaming and yelling that accompanies a big play. Many's the denture that has been found by cleanup crews under bleachers at games, some with cigars still stuck between them. Now, 13% said denture expulsion...
I mean, this is one of the longest wacky sets you've ever done. And not necessarily one of the more entertaining.
Now, 13%... Hey, what does entertaining have to do with it? I just go out and get the information.
I know, but usually...
It's never been my premise that this is the entertainment.
Usually they're not 20 minutes long, though.
13% said denture expulsion is not a problem for them because of a unique bungee cord system that allows for a snapback action anytime the... teeth shoot out there.
Is that it now? Is that it now? God. Oh. All right, weather. Chris, you got the weather there? Because we don't have it.
You betcha. All right, from KSTP Weather Services, here's a look at the Twin Cities forecast. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, and there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs should be in the lower 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, with a slight chance of an early evening shower or thunderstorm. And we should get down to around the upper 50s, 58, 60 degrees. And Thursday, a pretty decent day, mostly sunny skies, and the highs should be in the upper 70s. Currently in the Twin Cities, we have 70 degrees under partly cloudy skies. You're listening to the talk station KSTP. Stick around for more Vogel after this.
A State Fair reminder from the talk station.
Just put a quarter on the counter above the car you wish to drive. We'll run another race here. We'll
all the sideshows aren't on the midway.
Bob Yates, Barbara Carlson, Rush Limbaugh, Don Vogel, Curry Ryder.
Join us at the C.H. Carpenter KSTP State Fair Studio. Be a member of our live audiences. Bring your camera and have your photo taken with our life-size Rush Limbaugh during his show. Register to win a daily $50 gift certificate from C.H. Carpenter Lumber. Look for us across from the grandstand at Commonwealth Avenue and Chambers. AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
And now, a piano player who lives in a dumpster, a 12-year-old with questionable morals, and the silliest man in show business. It's the Don Vogel Show on AM 1500 KSTP.
Don Vogel Talk Station, AM 1500, Minnesota State Fair, C.H. Carpenter Studio. Tommy Mischke is getting my onion rings from this guy who was nice enough to go get them for me. I appreciate it. At 2:30 during the Eyewitness News, we'll venture outside into the backyard. If you want to say hello, we'd like to meet you, so we'll drop by it. You got those, buddy? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tipped the man for you.
There you go. Okay.
And I lost the bet. I would have bet that man would have been gone with your money.
No, I told you, man. Minnesota nice. Comes through again. Sorry for eating on the air, but it's one of the perks that we... Anybody else on the phone? Want to call? This annoys people when... A lot of people when you do this, Tim.
It annoys me.
Good. Hi, Ron Talk Station. Tim.
Don.
Yes, sir.
I was reading it. Did you notice in the paper that article about Bobby Fischer, how he's going to go over there and play, and he had to have everything just perfect, the walls painted, and doors moved and all?
Yeah, that guy sounds like a real dork, doesn't he?
He also insisted that all the toilets be raised by 1 inch. That's the only reason I can figure
why,
that.
Why, does he have trouble aiming at the regular size, or what?
I heard he wanted a bedpan at the chess match.
It makes it easier to pass a pawn, is what I hear.
Oh.
Thank you, sir.
You know, interestingly enough, his whole return to chess is apparently due to a love interest.
Really?
A woman by the name of Zita, 18-year-old Hungarian junior chess champion. Bobby's taken a fancy to her, and he wants to become a champ to show her, well, they say he's acting like a natural man.
I'll tell you, man, a woman can provide tremendous inspiration to you.
I think he wants to show her that he was once a champ and can be again and kind of show off for the gal.
Wish we had some salt for these, but I guess you can't have everything. You want an onion ring?
No, thanks. Trying to cut down.
Olive?
No, thanks. No onion rings.
Good for a trip. 8255. 1-800-962.
0792.
By the way, that fellow, when he arrived with the onion rings done, was waving in front of the window, and he couldn't understand why you didn't see him.
Oh.
And why you didn't ask him to come in.
Yeah, I guess he forgot.
Must be new to the program.
Yeah, you have to have, like, a cowbell. If you wave it, if you wave something that I can hear,
yeah,
I'm much more likely to respond than, than otherwise. Eyewitness News in a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk about books, censored books. I can't believe some of the books that are censored these days. Just unbelievable. Let's grab a call here. Mike, you're on the talk station.
Hi, Don. You and Tommy were talking about the popular yet obscure card game in the paper.
Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, my wife and I had the highway commissioner over to dinner the other night, and his wife, and I'll tell you, he plays bridge very well.
He does he?
Oh, yeah. You would be surprised.
Is there a joke I'm missing there?
I think this is a bit. Finish it off.
No, that was
on the rim,
joke.
Sir. Come on, tip it in.
That's it. It's on the rim.
It's right on the front of the rim. All you got to do is tip it in.
Well, no, he just plays bridge very
plays
well.
Plays bridge very well. Thank you very much, sir. Sorry, he had to think. Man, I swear to God, all he would have had to do was just reach up
and tap
it. There was nobody even underneath the boards. He had the whole hoop to himself, and he...
Often on the show here, what we really provide, I think, for people is a forum for them to try out various bits, various interesting things
sure.
they have to do.
If you've got a bit that you want to try, hey.
Yeah. If you've got an act out there, there's a microphone. If you consider yourself a budding comedian or someone who has something, here's someone right away. All I had to do was say that, and he jumps out of his seat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir, you're on.
Go ahead.
Hello, what's got four legs and one arm?
We weren't necessarily talking about people telling jokes out there, but...
But go ahead, finish it.
Go ahead, sir.
Comedy's my life.
Oh.
Happy, but Pitbull.
Oh, well, I'd look into maybe a Votech or something for yourself.
I'd also look into trying to finish those punchlines off just a little bit better, if you could, please. All right, let's take one more call before the news here. Hi, you're on the talk station. Yeah, hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, hi, Don.
Hi.
Yeah, that wacky stat that Tommy was talking about, that actually happened to my brother-in-law at a football game.
See, Don thinks these are just big jokes. He doesn't realize that I'm actually talking about real experiences of people across the country. Go ahead, tell your story.
Actually, at a football game, he got up and cheered, and his dentures flew down about four rows.
See?
And landed in the hood of some fellow's jacket. And he had to go down there and retrieve
I don't make this stuff up.
No? All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
We have a news person ensconced.
Where's that voice from Oz that we hear about this time that comes out of nowhere? People always look through the window wondering where that voice is coming from.
Yeah.
Do we?
I guess we can do it.
Val Holly Dennis sounds like to me.
I just ran in to the little radio booth here. What is this? What is this, Maury?
Radio.
Out of breath,
well,
and
Val,
I'm just to the production booth.
You sound very prepared, and...
I'm going to be ready in just one second. I'm just reading the last story here. I'm ready.
I'll stall a little bit and tell people that we'll wander outside. If you want to come to the backyard and say hello, we'd like to meet you, shake your hand. Hello, how are you?
Backyard, of course, being in the rear of the building. Often we go out there and people stand out front wondering where we are, but we're in the grassy knoll, I like to call it.
Is this my money here, by the way?
Yeah, that's your buck.
Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't going to tell me it was there, were you?
Well, if you didn't pick it up, I was going
to
go for it.
Reach out and find it. You weren't going to tell me it was there. Boy, if you can't cheat a blind guy, who the heck can you cheat, huh? All right. Val Holly Dennis, Eyewitness News, then more of the Don Vogel Show on Talk Station AM 1500.
Welcome to a 70s time warp. It's Dynamite, the Don Vogel Show on AM 1500 KSTV.
Why does he call it a 70s time warp?
I haven't figured that out yet, and he's in L.A., so we can't even ask him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don Vogel, Tommy Mischke, Holly Palmer were at the State Fair. Of course,
I thought maybe you were the Mike Brady of talk radio or something.
No, maybe the Greg.
Oh. Why? Because you had a crush on Florence Henderson? Or?
No. Oh. Never had one of those.
Is this eating thing going to continue throughout the program?
Mm-hmm. Hey, man,
this is becoming more and more like a zoo atmosphere every day. Now it's watch Don eat.
Well, I'm just in a good mood today, and I'm just hungry.
Okay.
Sorry. Don't mean to bother you. Nice to talk to some of the people outside who came over there. We're standing around watching the show. Got a potato chips connoisseur out there, and other some other people. Let's take a call, shall we? Susie's on the line. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Don.
All right.
Say, I heard your commercial, you know, for Rush Limbaugh. You know, your poster for him?
Yeah.
Well, there was an incident at the fair Saturday about that poster. And I think you should lock your door in the booth because you never know what might not happen. We were at the fair listening to Pat and Joe's show on Saturday. Now, some woman about 15 minutes into the show taps me on the shoulder because I was right in front of your outdoor mic, says, "Where's that Rush poster?" And she's saying, "Ask them where that Rush poster is." Now, I wasn't about to interrupt the show to ask them about Rush. Mm-hmm. But halfway into the show, this lady who was hovering at the corner of the crowd walked into the booth. Joe goes, wait, we can't go on. There's a lady in the booth.
Oh,
she wants Rush. She walked right into the booth, wanted the Rush poster.
I wonder what kind of life that lady has, huh?
I don't know, but there was a guy in the crowd that was shouting expletives at her to get out of the crowd and whatnot. It was kind of a nasty scene.
It doesn't say much for the kind of existence she's leading, does it?
No, and I wasn't going to associate myself with Rush.
Well, at least you were good anyway.
You bet.
All right, thanks.
All righty, bye-bye.
Right.
Don, we got a gentleman out front here who'd like to say something to you.
Yeah.
On the mic.
Maybe I don't want to talk to him. Oh, yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sir.
You do, Don. You want to hear me.
All right, I want to hear you.
You're a big Vikings fan, aren't you, Don?
Yeah.
Well, I got $20 here that says Bears win Central Division.
See, I didn't know money could talk.
And the amazing thing, Don, is it looks like a $1 bill to me. Another guy trying to cheat a blind man.
I know it. Well, sir, the Bears may win the Central Division, but I think Dennis Green's going to be the coach of the 90s.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you, have you seen him play? Do you know? I mean, they've won every game by tremendous margins. And they're going to beat the Packers by at least a couple of touchdowns on Sunday.
No, it's not going to be Tommy Blamer anymore. It's going to be Rich Blamer is going to be your new bit.
Yeah, but they got Sean Salisbury backing him up. They're going to be fine.
Oh, yeah, right. The guy can't move for his life.
Sir, I'm telling you, Mike Ditka is over the hill. Mike Ditka is a maniac. Mike Ditka is an egotistical, insane man.
Hey, Don, enough said. Central Division champs.
All right.
Here's your buck.
Just drop the buck off at the back door, sir.
Sure.
They'll pay for my onion rings. All right, let's grab another call, shall we? Hi, you're on the talk station.
Are you talking about books today?
Yeah, goodbye, sir. Take it easy. Mr. Raccoon Man tried for two in a row today, but not quite. Chris, that's the Raccoon Man, just to alert you.
He's out of here.
The man is obsessed with raccoons and has no job, no woman, no... if he were gay, he'd have no man. He's just a very pitiful man.
There's a young child out there who is, she's commandeered the microphone, and apparently...
Tommy, I don't think a young child understand commandeered. Ow. You might want to talk English. Huh? Hi. Hi, what do you want to ask me? You want to say something?
I saw the animals.
What animals did you see? What animals?
The duck.
Aww.
And I got to pet the snake.
Oh, did the duck go, wah, wah, wah?
Wait a minute, your parents allowed you to pet a snake? Where are they?
The bee duck, though.
Right.
You know, this is a lot like the zoo, little lady. This is kind of like we're just two other animals. You can't pet us, but you can stop by and look at us, and you can watch Don eat.
And I saw the pigs.
Yeah.
And there was baby pigs. And a
Don's a lot like a baby pig.
Oh, you want to just do the show till 4 o'clock? I'll just go home. That'll be fine.
I can talk here all
Okay.
What?
Well, go ahead. Don't let me stop you. Yeah. Go ahead.
What would you like to be when you grow up? What are your plans?
No, don't even have to interview her. Just let her go.
Farmer.
Uh-huh. Okay, just say whatever you want. Just go ahead.
You have about an hour and 15 minutes. Go.
Sure.
Remember what you said about being able to talk all day?
It's okay. She's just warming up. We got time.
I think it just hit her that she's on 50,000 watts.
I'm sure she knows what that means, huh? Okay, so is that about it, or you...
I went on the ride.
All right. What ride did you go on?
A boat.
Did you do any bungee jumping?
Yeah.
You did? Well, you got an interesting set of parents there, petting snakes, jumping off high ledges.
I think they're trying to tell you something, kid. Are your parents here?
Yeah.
Or did they leave you at the fair? Can we talk to your mommy and daddy? Or
we
mommy?
We can talk to Beth.
All right, I'll talk to Beth then.
Is she your social worker?
Beth doesn't want to talk.
Oh, she's your parole officer, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, what's your name?
Samantha.
Well, Samantha, you're going to be a talk show host when you grow up, I think. I think that's in your future. Thank you. Unless you got something else to tell us, we certainly...
Casey, my mommy wants to talk a little.
Who does?
Will.
My mommy and Pat.
Well, good. Let them talk. It's open season here.
So mommy and Pat are apparently a little more shy than young Samantha here.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't want
want to leave.
Oh, Samantha, that's
don't
beautiful.
Don't want to leave.
That's, thank you very much. You're going to be the Turi Rider of the 2010. I got a feeling.
We could probably come up with a sponsor for Samantha.
Someone who
could sponsor her bits every day on the air.
Sure.
I was down here last time.
Were you? Who was on?
Uh-huh.
You were at the fair on the radio?
Yeah.
Who was on? Do you remember? Do you know what my name is, Samantha?
Who?
That's what they all say. Don Vogel. Can you say Don Vogel?
Don Vogel.
Now, Samantha, I want you to say one more thing. And, Chris, get this on tape, all right? Say, Don Vogel is the greatest talk host in the world.
Don Vogel is the greatest talk host in the world.
Thank you.
Thanks, Samantha. Very good.
Thank you.
By the way, Samantha brought to you today by True Value Hardware, the
That's
good folks
right.
out there.
More than just a name. It's their way of doing business. All right. And Samantha will be back for the snapper mow'em down inning,
right.
too.
Now they're pulling her off the picket fence. They're literally, she's fighting them. They're taking her away. Samantha's being hauled away, and she's none too happy about it.
As well,
she
shouldn't be.
She continues to fight. Oh, my God.
Well, she had
I think this is how Turi got on the air.
She had us captivated here.
She's holding onto the fence. They can't do it. They've got
mm-hmm.
several adults. She's commandeered the mic again. She's
mm-hmm.
back.
It's okay.
But also, we got our tickets back.
You got your tickets back?
Yeah, because we didn't go the whole thing.
Oh. I like
it. We went too fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did you have a lot of food out here, Samantha?
Yeah.
What kind
of
food?
Bye. We gotta go now.
Okay, she knows. She knows it's time for commercial.
Yeah.
She knows it's getting around that time. Well, Samantha, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure in about 20 years, she'll be on KSTP AM 1500 and probably take my job as I'll be...
whisked off to some home.
Yeah, some home where John Gordon can announce that I'm listening to the Twins game. Well, 67-year-old Don Vogel, or should I say 67-year-young Don Vogel, listened to the game today. Used to be a radio personality and make fun of me, but now I'm still working and he's in a home. All right, let's get back to the phones. Chuck, you're on the talk station.
Hey, Don. Listen, with all the food out there and you're chowing away, I think we really should remember the starving people in Somalia. And
okay.
In fact, I heard McDonald's is going to help out in the relief effort. They're opening a store there, and
I'm gonna
have a crawl-up window. Ho!
I'm going to have an onion ring for him, sir, right now. There you go. Hey, the people in Somalia are mad because we're sending them corn and sorghum. What's sorghum? Do you know?
I don't know, but it's not something I find on my store shelf.
No, but they're complaining because they want sirloin steaks. I mean, for God's sake, you know, it's supposed to be edible.
Sorghum is edible?
Yeah.
It is?
Oh.
Do you know what sorghum is, sir? Step up to the microphone there and tell us what sorghum is.
We need an agriculture person to tell us what that is.
All I know for sure, it's a grain. It's almost like millet.
Like millet. Another tasty treat.
I guess. I used to live overseas, and they used a lot of...
Well, they said it...
Millet and sorghum.
They said it's nutritious, but it's not that popular.
Sounds like what they serve you in Alcatraz.
They said it's not that popular, however. I guess corn... And if somebody were to say... Hey, Don, got a big bowl of corn and sorghum for you. I don't suppose I'd be too thrilled about it. However,
although I did pass a sorghum on a stick booth.
Really?
Over by the Midway, yeah.
Well, French fried sorghum is okay. If you can get it deep fried.
Deep breaded sorghum.
Then we're talking living. 646-8255, 1-800-962-0792. Let's go to Jim. You're on the talk station.
Hi.
Give me
can
a chance.
Can I talk to Casey Kasem?
Sure, Casey's here. Hang on. Casey, you want to come over and talk to Jim?
Well, hi, Jim. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I want to hear the top 40 funniest names in the phone book.
Boy, Jim, that's a lame request, I'll tell you that. You're never going
to
be making the money I am.
One.
Get him off the air, Chris.
I found a real funny one.
Yeah, get him off the air, Chris. What the hell? How many times do I have to tell you?
Jeez. Man. Chris, are you in a coma? You still listen to the Twins game?
No, I've dumped the Twins game, and I've dumped the call as well.
All right.
There we go.
It only took us three times to...
Hey, the phones are jumping over here.
All right, we'll keep taking them.
All right.
Hi, you're on the talk station.
Well.
They are jumping.
Yeah. Well, you're on the talk station. Hello?
Yeah, this is Roger from St. Paul.
Roger, how the heck are you, bud?
Well, I'm doing great, but I want to comment
Captain
on this Bobby
dude.
Fischer thing.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing you want to do is check out the convention.
Check out? That's good. Oh, sorry. I thought that was a bit.
No, you want to check out the convention about why chess is not put on the sports pages and is always put in the news. It's a long-term thing.
Why is it?
I don't know. It's buried somewhere in the news.
It was on the front
page. Whatever it is.
It was
like
on the front page.
Academic or intellectual discipline or something. It's not a sport.
It was on the front page today.
Well, yeah, but that's the other thing here. The thing that you think is odd that it's on the front page, I don't think is odd at all, because this Bobby Fischer is one of the strangest characters to come down the road since Bob Dylan, maybe
hey,
stranger.
Sir,
I mean,
swimming
is weird, and his political views
Roger's
are absolutely
making a speech.
Bizarre.
Don't stop him,
sir.
And the government's threatening to throw
Bob
him
Dylan?
In jail if
sir,
he just
Roger's
goes and plays chess in the wrong part of the world. I mean, I think that's pretty odd.
You're listening to Roger.
Sir, swimming is a sport also, but when there's a drowning, they don't put it on the sports page.
Yes, but he hasn't started yet. He hasn't drowned yet. He just wants to play chess, and the government wants to put him in jail. They sent him a threatening letter.
What do you do for a living, sir? Just thought I could steer your
Thanks,
train
Roger.
Of thought in a different
Thanks,
direction.
Roger. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's grab another one. Hi, you're on the talk station.
Hello? You have no calls right now.
646-8255. A line has popped open just for
there's
you.
There's a kid out here I'd like to talk to. Go ahead, sir.
Is this Samantha?
The microphone. No, I think it's Samantha's older brother. Go ahead. Say anything you want there. The mic's open.
I'm a girl.
Oh, hi, girl.
What did I call you, kid?
What's your
that
name?
That goes either way. I did?
What's your name?
Sorry.
Colleen,
what can we do for you? Anything?
Turns out she was accidentally in front of the microphone and not intending to talk to you at all.
You got a tough act to follow with Samantha anyway. I'm still trying to find out who Samantha's parents are. I think they left her at the fair. It's a very terrible thing.
I saw her whisked away by Steve Cannon. I don't know what was going on there.
646-8255. We're at the state fair, if you couldn't guess. We'll be here tomorrow and Friday. Don Vogel, Tommy Miskey, he's that piano player, Holly Palmer, the rather hyper producer.
Be nice, I'm like right here next to you with the phone in my hand.
You're not like right next to us, you're actually next to us, Holly.
Yeah, you're not like right next to us.
Thanks.
But Holly, a little hyper, is this your first time actually producing a remote, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
Hey, how's it going
for you? At the remote. This is the first time producing at the remote. I do a lot of the running of the board.
Holly tells us, like you can tell Holly's hyper because like... We'll go for commercials. She'll say, 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go to air. 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Mics are hot. Your mics are hot.
I'm not so bad. There are other producers from our station who shall remain nameless who get even more hyper than I do.
Hmm.
Even more hyper.
There's no way to talk about Christine, Holly, please.
I didn't mention her name.
Did you have to?
No, I didn't think I was going to either.
Chris has the weather back there, don't you, Chris?
You bet.
Turn that Twins game off, buddy.
I got it down.
Maybe give us a score, yeah.
Hey, I haven't been able to catch it yet. I got to do it in between callers because it's on the telemix, and, you know, it's just not working out too well.
Oh, sorry. Right.
Intermittent.
Because Herb's usually good at giving the score, at least.
Herb? Yeah, I haven't heard him much yet.
Mm. And accurately.
Heard the man, Mr. Gordon.
Well, feel free to chime in when you get that score.
You bet. I'll tell you. I'll keep you updated.
Well, glad to hear it, Chris. Now I need some weather.
All right, here it is. From the KSDP Weather Services, here's a look at the Twin Cities forecast. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, and it looks like there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs should be in the lower 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, and we're going to have a slight chance of an early evening shower or thunderstorm, and we should dip down to a low of about 58, 60 degrees, let's say. Thursday, decent day.
And now, a man who thinks the Catholic Church should offer buffalo wings for communion. It's Don Vogel on AM 1500 KSTP.
We got some calls here. Might as well grab them. Larry, you're on the talk station.
Yep.
Larry, how are you?
Yeah, good. Good. I even rotated my tires while I was waiting for you.
Well, I'm glad they work better now.
Yeah, they work better.
Good.
You know what? What sugar cane is? You want to know what sorghum is, right?
Yeah.
You know what sugar cane is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the sugar from that is that's called sorghum. What they do is they put it in a great big vat and they boil the hell out of it.
Do you know what millet is?
Well, yeah, that's a different type of the.
So wait a minute. So. When we say sorghum in Somalia, which sounds like a movie, by the way.
Sorghum
yes.
in Somalia.
Well, it's going to be sorghum in Somalia.
Yeah.
Is that so? It's just like eating sugar. Is that what it is?
Well, no, it's just like molasses or like honey.
Oh, okay.
Well, what you do? You put it in a great big vat, and then you boil it, then the juice that comes out of that, that's called sorghum. It's real sweet, and you can put it on, and it grows like a corn stalk when it doesn't have ears.
If you were starving to death in Somalia and someone sent you some, how would you feel about it?
I'd put it, I could eat it.
I see.
Sure, I could put it on bread, and it tastes real good that way.
Thanks for the explanation.
Nope.
Appreciate it.
Yes, Tom Cruise stars in Sorghum in Somalia.
All right, Ted, you're on the talk station.
Twins, 4-2.
Hey.
Yes.
All right. What inning do we know?
Fourth in a row coming up here.
It's, geez. Well, it's got to be late in the game.
Yeah, it is. It
started at 12:30. Yeah. So. All right, let's go to Ted. You're on the talk station.
Don?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you know this, but every once in a while somebody calls up and says a chess move on your phone, on stupid line, or they just say that and hang up or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's been going on for a while. Well, I've been playing a guy over your airwaves for about 9 months. I don't know. Could be Bobby Fischer, but I'm getting my ass kicked.
So stupid line is the vehicle by which you make moves in the chess game.
You just describe it according to the coordinates.
Well, I think that stupid line, that's a good purpose for it to serve. I hope that, but are you going to start to recoup a little bit, or are you just going to get yourself nailed?
I just bought a computer, and I'm not going to tell him.
Well, good.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Nope, he's not listening.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy. Man, that's rough when... let's go to Kathy, you're on the talk station.
Hi. I wanted to give you the definitive on sorghum.
The definitive on sorghum. Was it like the other guy said?
What?
Well, he said it was like sugar cane and
molasses.
You boil the hell out of it.
Oh, no, not at all.
Kathy, before we go on, of all the things that we could have said that would have triggered an onslaught of calls, I guess I wouldn't have guessed sorghum would be one of them.
Tommy, it always happens this way. And then not only, the interesting part is, Kathy, that not only does it happen, but people have all kinds of different answers and
right.
They're so sure of them.
Yeah.
That's the fascinating.
No, it's just, I had it last week.
What is
right
it?
After the dentist pulled my tooth.
You had a sore gum.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kathy.
Good. I love you guys.
Thanks, Kathy. You nailed us.
She got us.
You got us. All right, 5 minutes to 3. At 3 o'clock, we'll go out and say hi to some of the folks who, if you'll come to the rear of the building. At 3, John, you're on the talk station. Hello, John. Bye, John.
See you, Johnny. Say, did you hear about this monkey that's touring the country that does an impersonation of George Bush?
Didn't hear about it. Don't know about it. Tell me about it.
They've got a 7-year-old monkey that imitates President Bush retching. Apparently, the monkey witnessed the...
And I know the Democratic campaign paid for it, right?
They don't say, but he witnessed George Bush throwing up in Japan and now has mastered President Bush retching and is touring. He's in New York now.
Well, that'd be great for parties, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To have that monkey come over to your party and... You can watch the monkey Ralphing right at your party. That's beautiful. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to blow chunks at your party. Sorry.
646-8255,
1-800-962-0792. So we did get the definitive information on sore gum. It's when you have a tooth pulled and you have a sore gum.
No wonder they're upset in Somalia.
I guess so. But people are upset, some of them, because... Bill Clinton's Uncle Raymond apparently tried to get him out of the Vietnam War. Did you hear about that?
No, Uncle Raymond.
Uncle Raymond. Now, this is 1968 when this happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to college in 1968, and there were a slew of guys in college strictly to avoid the draft that had no clue as to why they were there. You know?
Yeah, it was a national pastime for a lot of people trying to get
exactly.
out of that war.
Exactly. So I don't know why anybody would be upset about Bill's Uncle Raymond just trying to get him out of the draft and doing the same thing essentially that thousands of kids were doing whose parents could afford to send him to college,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
The whole thing. I mean, there were so many guys in college that had no idea why they were there, didn't care about anything except doing some acid and getting drunk on Friday night. So what are they so mad at Bill Clinton for?
I guess because he wants to be president.
Maybe that's what it is. But it hardly seems like a valid reason, doesn't it?
Well, I'm sure he's not the same man he was 20 years ago. You're not the same man you were 20 years ago, are you?
No. I'm heavier.
No.
No, quite a bit different, Tommy. You know, I think all of us change in time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
A little every day, a little every year.
20 years ago, I was doing time in San Quentin.
Now, I can believe that, as a matter of fact.
I pulled myself up by my bootstraps and turned things around. And
usually in prison, they don't even give you bootstraps.
No, they don't.
But you happened to luck onto them somewhere by a guy who... If I remember the story you told me, was a lifer.
That's right.
And then he had his sentence converted and he became a victim of capital punishment.
That's right.
So he didn't need the bootstraps anymore. So the night before he was sent to the chair, he gave them to you in a very touching ceremony, as I recall.
Close. They actually asked me to take them off after he had been fried. They said, if you want them, grab them.
And, of course, you never turned on anything that's free.
No, in fact, so I grabbed those and checked his pockets for anything else.
It's a beautiful story, man. We're going to have the 3 o'clock news upcoming. We will venture outside to the rear of the building. Correct, Tommy? That's where
that's
we're
right.
located?
We won't be out front here. We'll be in the grassy knoll area.
So if you... Oh, don't say grassy knoll, man. I get scared with a live audience. don't shoot me, please. I'm an easy target. So we'll go out and say hi to some of the folks who have assembled there and appreciate it.
Tomorrow we'll be looking at videos of Don. Look at how his head snaps back and to the left. Back
That's right.
and to the left.
It's amazing. And Oliver Stone will make a movie about me in about 30 years. And it'll be another 3-hour epic from the pen of Oliver Stone. Did we kill enough time?
We're up at 3. Yep, there we are.
Chris, where's my music, bud?
Chris, how's that Twins game coming?
Chris,
still 4-2.
All right. Just about ready to be 3 o'clock, isn't it, bud?
It's just about. You got 45 seconds.
We do. Oh, we got 45 as well.
All our watches are slow.
Yep. Guess so. What the hell kind of music is that? Oh, now it's getting better.
I thought it was Hawaiian for a minute.
I did, too. But now it's cooking.
I get
Don Vogel, Tommy Mischke, the State Fair, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500... The Talk Station. We'll be back after the 3 o'clock news. Stick around, please.
Things that aren't supposed to be funny. AM 1500. KSTP. The Talk Station.
Gypsy woman told his mama before it was born. This one's gonna be on the radio.
Yow, yow, yeah. Women, you've been warned.
Go tell everybody. If the whole world know. He made
Chris, what, the theme up, Chris.
Blind and out of his mind, but he'll have one hell of a show. Now it's
here. Gotta do a little Muddy Waters.
Oh, the whole damn world on the radio. Yeah. Hoochie Coochie Man.
Well, this is AM 1500. This is a Don Vogel show.
Yes, Lord. From the Minnesota State Fair. My earphones are shorting out here. That's unusual for this station to have cheap equipment, isn't it? Welcome. Welcome. Nice to say hi to the people who are gathered outside watching us make fools of ourselves and getting paid for it.
We were asked, by the way, Don, to say hi to the gang at LSM3, St. Paul Post Office.
Yeah. LSM3. All right. And hi to everybody else who's out there. Tommy Mischke, of course, is the piano player. Holly Palmer is out here today. You demanded her. She's here. Peter Thiel, back at the station, booking some guests for Barbara, trying to find more politicians to have.
She can flambe.
Yeah, so that's what Peter's responsibilities are for the afternoon. And young Chris working the equipment after a fashion. So that's those are the players. Most censored books. Do you realize, Tommy, that there are people who are censoring books like Of Mice and Men?
Old John Steinbeck.
Now, that was one of the great...
Winner.
I mean, I haven't read that many books in my time. If it's not on radio or TV, usually I say the hell with it, but...
They say it's anti-Christian and contains profanity.
Now, do you get that? I mean, I know it...
Well, they've been
a
trying.
Little profanity, but not that much.
No, but you're talking about people whose standards are so rigid that there's very few contemporary books that could pass. Other books, they have scary stories to tell in the dark. Apparently has cannibalism, violence, and aberrant behavior.
Well, my question is this. What books haven't they gotten to yet that they should? Now, Of Mice and Men has been censored. The Catcher in the Rye, the J.D. Salinger book, which I also enjoy, that's been censored.
Right.
The Color Purple
has been censored.
It has?
Oh. Yeah, and so many others. Witches, a book I never heard of, but The Adventures, this is a classic. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Don't read that one, kids.
Now, here's a story of a, that's an interracial story, a beautiful interracial story of Huck, a guy who grew up in a very bigoted home,
mm-hmm.
still having enough humanity to care about a black man who was a slave, and the black man didn't come off as a dumb man, he came off as a smart man, just uneducated, but, now, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand that one at all.
No, I don't either.
I don't get it. And they worked together and they helped each other out. And, man, what could be wrong with that?
If they're censoring Huck Finn, I mean, nothing else on my list is going to compete with how innocuous that one is. I don't know what to... All I can figure, though, is it's these moral majority folks who were on the tube so much back in the Reagan era haven't completely lost...
You know, last night, this actually happened. Last night, a guy called Larry King, who's featured now on the talk station, AM 1500. We have Larry King show on. Do you know that?
Hey, Larry's on here. All right.
Mild applause from outside, but a guy calls Larry King and says, "Oh, Larry?"
Mm-hmm. "Yes, sir, go ahead."
I think it was Long Island, hello.
"Larry, my school, you know, they're teaching these kids in elementary school about, like, different lifestyles and stuff, like alternative lifestyles, and I don't think it's very good." "Well, sir, isn't that what school is for, is to learn?" "Oh, I know, Larry, but they're teaching, like, about, you know, like, gays and stuff, and..."
And this guy was upset because the elementary school was teaching kids that, yes, there are alternative lifestyles, and yes, there are gay lifestyles, and lesbian, and, you know, single parent, whatever.
And the amazing part of this whole thing was that Bo Diddley was his guest at the time, who knows nothing about this.
Yeah. "What they say now about alternative what? Alternative lifestyle what? Bo-diddly-bo-diddly-dang-da-bang, boom-da-bang-da-bang. I'm gonna get me alternative lifestyle, boom boom da boom. If that lifestyle just can't sing, boom, 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 boom. Bo did they gon' give a diamond ring, boom."
So Larry is debating with this guy who thinks it's absurd that they're teaching kids alternative lifestyles, and of course, but isn't that what schools are for, is to teach kids stuff? I mean, you know, it might not be stuff that...
And isn't every lifestyle another alternative?
Well, yours certainly is, living in a dumpster.
Well?
Tommy Miske, if you don't know, lives in a dumpster, ladies and gentlemen. He lives in a dumpster.
A bright blue one. I always wish you'd add that. People think of it as a
Tommy,
dang dirty
being one. A blind guy colors me nothing to me.
Okay. Well, in a big, cold one. How about that?
Those, that means
that,
a lot
that
to
catch
me.
Catch your senses?
Especially in December in Minnesota. Okay. Yeah, that would mean a heck of a lot to me.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I got a message here for you.
Yeah.
Steve is at the fair, and Bubba is en route. And they're going to meet you at 4?
Steve and Bubba.
I don't know. You
sounds
might,
like they're
going to
break your thumbs,
yeah, you
or
might
something.
Be in for a... stomping there.
Nah, it won't be the first time.
Hey, do me a favor. Tell me if this is Raccoon Man.
Well, Raccoon Man.
Your screener thinks I'm Raccoon Man.
Yeah, you are. You got him, Chris. You got him, bud.
All right. I nailed him. There we go.
Yeah. And they say screening isn't a skill.
That's right.
Thank you.
So we are glad to have Larry King back on the station. Last night, though, it was hysterical. It was just hysterical. Now, Larry King, it must be successful because he does it a lot, and certainly he is successful. He plugs himself like every opportunity he has. He hypes himself. Last night, I swear to God, this is true.
"This is the Larry King Show. I'm your host, Larry King, and next Monday we'll be coming to you from New Orleans with the Larry King Show at the Convention of Broadcasters. By the way, also, we're going to have an old-time town forum on CNN hosted by yours truly, Larry King. We're going to have the Republican and Democratic campaign chairmen giving their debate. And also my new book, If You Live in Brooklyn, Everywhere Else is Tokyo, will be available. That's a new book by yours truly, Larry King. And of course, I'll be talking about the book on Later with Bob Costas. Also, yours truly, Larry King, will be on CBS This Morning and Arsenio."
He did that, I swear to God.
I think he's guest hosting with Murphy Brown, too.
He spent 5 minutes plugging all the things he was going to be doing in the next month. It was just amazing. It was hysterical.
Well, we should all be that busy. I mean, what are you doing in the next month that you can plug?
Nothing.
You're doing one thing. You're going to be at the Mega Mall.
I'm going to be on vacation the week after next.
Yeah.
And then at the beautiful Mega Mall. God, I'm looking forward to that. I've only ripped that place for the last month, and they schedule me out there.
I thought of a great idea to do that day, though. We could just do everything big. We could just, I could redo the theme, make it a big band sound.
Yeah, we could hire an orchestra. Like maybe the Minnesota Symphony Orchestra would like to like to participate in that, you think?
We could have your entire show done in harmony. We could just plan it out so that there's backup vocals for you.
And instead of just talking normally throughout the show,
I could talk like this. Yeah. Good afternoon, I'm Don Vogel.
Better yet, maybe through a megaphone.
Yeah, megaphone, mega mall.
We're speaking to you from the Mega Man.
And I could just talk like that through the horn.
Let's take a phone call. Hello, you're on the talk station.
And then people could...
2 hours of that.
Yeah.
They'd never have us back.
And we'd be all the happier, as a matter of fact. 646-8255, 1-800-962-0792.
Hey, do you know anything about this book in front of me, 1,401 Things That Piss Me Off?
Shh, don't say that. There's children around.
Oh, you can't say that?
Well,
that upset me. I hear it. I'm sorry, I read it upside down. That upset me?
Yeah. It ticked me off.
Yeah. By I.M. Peeve.
Holly brought that in today.
It's been in front of me for an hour. I was intrigued by it.
Yeah, she brought it in, and
is it interesting?
I don't know. She just said she had it here in case we needed it.
Okay. Let me throw a couple at you. You tell me if this book's any good.
All right.
When people ask, are you still with so-and-so, and you're not, oh, but I don't think this one's going to work. Being the only person out of costume at a Halloween party, this guy got this thing published? Who is this?
It's amazing, isn't it?
595 Holly.
Who published it?
Did you read this before bringing it in?
Who was stupid enough to publish it?
It was published by Harper's.
Mm-hmm. That's a reputable place.
Yeah.
Getting
stuck at a railroad crossing when you're in a hurry. Anybody could do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is no literary genius.
See, this guy did. This guy took the opportunity. He seized the moment.
PTA.
Have you ever seized a moment in your life, man?
I'll seize a moment right now and throw this book across the room.
You hurt my book.
Holly, nothing could hurt that book, apparently. That guy seized the moment. Not like some guy living in a dumpster.
Hey!
Living in a dumpster.
I
going
seized
to a talk
the moment.
Once
I
a day.
Seized the moment when that dumpster became available. I seized the moment. I planted myself there and I beat 14 other guys to it.
Why do you have to yell like that?
You started it, man.
Oh, I guess I did. I'm sorry.
Plus, I hear we have to talk loud because next door they're playing some obnoxious music and sometimes folks are complaining they can't hear us out there.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Every time I go next door to use the facility, they're playing... On your side, da-da-da-da-da-da, five is on your side. I don't care if I ever hear that damn thing again in my life. Every day, on your side, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
John, that's the corporate song. You're supposed to back that.
No. Oh. I'm not a corporate man.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm not a team player. I'm like Jose Canseco.
The Jose Canseco?
Of talk radio.
That's right. You were the Babe Ruth earlier.
I'm sort of a combination of Babe Ruth and Jose Canseco. My food and other appetites make me like Babe, and then, of course, not a team player, just like Jose. So
you're fortunate.
I ought to change my name to Babe Canseco.
Babe Canseco.
Which is a lot better than Jose Ruth, I think.
Then you could have a 1-800 or 1-900 number, but it'd have to be, how would you incorporate the Ruth mystique in that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's Ruth Kozlak. That's a different...
Hi, I'm Ruth Kozlak. Hi.
Let's take a call here, 646-8255, Roger.
Yeah, this is a chess man from St. Paul.
You just called last hour, sir.
Yeah, I know, but I've been checking out this business about
out another pun! Oh, sorry, sir.
Don't yell
yeah,
at me.
You're right. Checking out. Very good. Very sharp. Trying to find out about this convention about putting the chess stories in the regular part of the newspaper rather than the sport.
You know, Roger, you're the only human being interested in this.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm trying to tell you that I found out something about it.
Mm-hmm. So this, but that's assuming we're interested, sir.
If you want to know this information, then you can file it.
All right, go ahead. What'd you find out? What'd you find out?
Raj. I think he left.
Well, Chris, the man was going
to... Hey, he'll call back.
Did he leave
or did you dump him, Chris?
He dumped him.
I have an itchy trigger.
Yeah, Chris, we'll sort of make that decision out here if you don't mind.
No problem.
All right, Roger, call back. Sorry, the screener was so rude to you. Roger, it was an accident. He didn't mean it. He was checking on the Twins game, and his hand hit the wrong button.
Why are you talking like this?
I'm telling you, you didn't mean to do it. 646-8255. You're calling us back. We could talk to you on the radio. I'm telling you, it'll be wonderful. I don't know why I'm talking like that, but I'm sort of enjoying it, so I'm going to keep doing it for no reason whatsoever.
I see.
If it makes me happy, isn't that the point of life, to make me happy? I think it is.
Why should I be unhappy when I can be happy? That's what I'm telling you. Roger, are you back yet? Do not get mad at me. This is...
Hello?
This is Sal Vogel. Yes, go ahead, Roger.
Oh, yeah,
you.
I felt really bad there. Well, like, isolated like Bobby Fischer.
I know, Bobby Fischer
years.
Again. You ought to get together with the raccoon, man. All right, what? Well, tell us about this convention.
Okay, now, I called an experienced journalist. I mean, I can't mention his name. Tried to ask him this, and here's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That people that follow chess are people that live in their parents' basement. They have a ham radio.
I believe
they
that.
They got full ashtrays all over the place.
Mm.
Crushed Mountain Dew cans.
Sounds like a wacky
White
stack.
Castle wrappers.
Sounds like my place.
See? And they have no interest in sports. None whatsoever.
Oh, well, I do have an interest
in sports. So the newspaper has to put the stories where the readers expect to find it, and these chess people, I mean, I'm not saying that they're Jeffrey Dahmers or Russell Lunds or that they've killed anybody, but apparently... they don't follow sports. So you've got to put it in there with the tragedy.
Roger, is the emotional intensity that we hear coming across the phone here real? Is this
no,
big of
I've
a deal?
Just, I mean, I've been searching about this, and I am at home in my parents' basement, and I haven't gotten out for a while.
Nice.
But
Roger,
I'm
I think we
chill.
Can understand why.
Yeah.
Well, Roger, thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, I'm glad
Chris,
you didn't
now you can dump him. Now you officially
now would be
you
the
can
time
dump
to actually dump that call.
Let's hear it for Roger. Ladies and gentlemen, what a guy.
Wonderful, Roger. Yeah, what a call.
20 after 3.
Maybe we should go back outdoors, see if anybody out there.
Chris, okay, if you got a question, come on up to the mic or you want to say something.
Hey, you folks, there's a microphone right there at the gate. If any of you want to ask Don anything or step right up to it, it's live. In fact, you could probably scream it from where you're standing because it'll pick it up.
Sure.
Go ahead. Why don't you scream one all at once on three? Just any question on three. One, two, three. Fire. What was that?
It was like, wah, wah, wah. I don't know. This guy had cotton candy in his mouth or something. By the way, if you wonder where Willie Griffin is, we've been searching for him. He's been on a terrific terror, a real bender for the last few days. It started when I wouldn't let him be a sidekick on the show. He now, we found out today, is a frequent caller, Angel. He's at her place. Apparently, Angel, how do I put this, Tommy? Delicately, because there are children in the area. Serviced him?
Yeah, I think that would work. A lot of kids aren't going to pick up on that.
No,
of course, they're all snickering out there, a lot of the 3-4-year-olds.
Is the mat the back? She, Angel serviced Willie for the evening and I guess on into the morning, and Willie Ladd last report was sleeping. Hopefully, he will be at the fair tomorrow. We can't promise that, however, because unless she were to bring him out here, I don't know. It's looking bad. All right, Chris, you have the weather there?
You
By
bet.
The way, is that Twins game over now, buddy?
I haven't heard yet. Too many calls on the Telemix there. I can't tune in, so to speak. Telemix.
That's the thing we take the phone calls on.
Oh. Go ahead, Chris. You got it. All right, from KSTP Weather Services, here's a quick look at the Twin Cities forecast. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers or thunderstorms. Highs should be in the lower 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, and that chance of thunder showers will carry over into the early evening, and we should have a low in the upper 50s. And it looks like a pretty decent day Thursday, mostly sunny skies and a high in the upper 70s. Currently in the Twin Cities, it is 71 degrees under cloudy skies, and there is more Don Vogel coming up after these.
Recently on the Turi Writer Show, a discussion of job promotions at KSTP.
Everybody's getting a management title now. I used to worry if they give you a management title because that made it easier for them to fire you.
Audio board technician.
Oh, please. Now, if you're a producer, you're not expected to do a very good job with the audio board. If you're an audio board technician, I'm afraid we'll have to sack your sorry butt.
The Turi Writer Show, weekdays from 4 to 7 on AM 1500 KSTP.
Would you like to call yourself the executive producer of my show?
Okay.
Okay, Christine is the executive producer of my show. How do you feel?
I don't feel any different.
No, it's not Moby Dick. It's Don Vogel on AM 1500 KSTP.
Do you remember when I uttered that whale-like noise? I don't remember what context. I don't remember what context that was in at the time.
But I remember I was commenting on the sounds you make when you rise in the morning.
Oh.
And you were demonstrating it for me.
Oh, that's what
yes.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is one of them. 646-8255, 1-800. 962-0792. Interesting sounds. We should do a segment on interesting sounds. We did a sound effects thing, a toy thing a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have a call here. Handy. Hi, you're on the talk station.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
You know the reason the Hudson and, like, the Color Purple are banned?
Yeah, they are censored, yeah.
Well,
It's because they have that little nasty N-word. They use black people in it.
Yeah, but it's used in a historical context. It really couldn't be offensive, I wouldn't think, would you?
Well,
actually,
it's
sir,
politically correctness, though.
That's not the reason. It's other words. Huck does a lot of swearing. Because as you'll recall, if you read the book, his aunt comes to visit, and in order to get the taste of swearing back in the mouth, he has to go up in the attic and do it for about an hour because she never lets him at home.
Yeah, and she was a real B-word, his aunt.
Yeah.
And, well, thank you, sir, for that explanation. We're talking about, we mentioned censored books of Mice and Men, Huck Finn. You could censor fairy tales if you wanted to go that far.
Sure.
Like Jack and the Beanstalk, very violent, the giant, and of course,
Jack and Jill went up the hill. What were they doing up there, for God's sake?
I think we know.
Yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay, I think, said it best. Jack and Jill went up the hill. They both hit a buck and a quarter. But Jack and the Beanstalk, you had a giant as a bad person. That's
right.
A slap against big people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the violence of the giant chasing Jack. The three bears, that's another...
The symbolism of the beanstalk, all of that. Sure.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Sure.
It's obviously a Freudian deal.
That's right. See, symbolism is a big thing.
Yeah, beanstalk. Yeah, climbing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's all coming clear to me
now. Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat.
Uh-huh.
You know, the cat goes into the hat and you don't see it for a while. I mean, the imagination goes crazy on something like that. Kids come up with the craziest darn things. You can't have that. Not in schools today.
Yeah. And look at like Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
There's another example. The violence of the stepsisters, right?
That's right.
And then the prince looking for just the right foot to put the slipper on. It's a slap against women with large feet, I think.
And the horror, the utter horror of turning into a pumpkin. I mean,
yeah, Hansel and Gretel, the witch putting Hansel and Gretel in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, you could censor anything if you try hard
That's
enough
right.
to figure out a reason why. Got another call here? Hi, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, well, since you're talking about censoring, let's see, what do I call it, offensive things, you ever know what happened to Les Steckel?
There was an offensive fella. You mean
after he went to the New England Patriots?
Yeah, afterwards.
Yeah. After that, where'd he go?
No, we don't know where he went, I don't think. Unless you do, I don't know.
I have no idea. Since you were talking about censoring offensive things, I figured that was about as I could get.
He was a pretty offensive coordinator,
yeah, he's running a daycare center, I think. A daycare center outside of Camp Pendleton in North Carolina.
Thank you, sir.
That could be, thanks.
Appreciate
California, whatever the devil it is.
Got anybody else, Holly?
Well, not that I know of.
Any folks out there want to ask a question, just step up to that microphone there. That's what it's there for. No, it's not for that, sir.
What you doing with that microphone? That's what we want to know. 646-8255. What, Holly? All right. Amy, you're on the talk station.
Yes. Jack and Jill went up the hill. They forgot the pill, and then they had a daughter.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Amy. Thank you very much, Amy. Hey, at least it was short.
Hmm.
That's the main thing. As long as it's short, that's the important thing.
See, you know, this week is there's a big Prince convention in town. People from all over the world are flooding into the Twin Cities for the second annual Prince convention.
No, Tommy, I didn't know that. Huh? I didn't know that. You know, we should do a I didn't know that segment.
All right.
You wanna?
Sure.
Now, for those who haven't listened to the show before, and people outside can participate in this.
That's right.
If you don't have a little fact you can give us, you can just go, I didn't know that. And it'll just sound wonderful, especially with a live audience. So if you have a little fact that we probably don't know that you can educate us with that will help our knowledge enhance, just call us up and tell us the little fact, and we'll all say, I didn't know that.
4-2, bottom of the ninth.
All right, go Twins!
4-2, bottom of the ninth.
Yeah.
Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. No reason to head
over
to the CCO booth, folks. We've got it here.
If Oakland wins, if Oakland loses again today, we're only 4.5 out. That's not bad at all. This is still a race.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when they gave up Canseco, they gave up the division.
But that doesn't make sense, because that guy was a jerk anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but I like saying it. It sounds authoritative, and I like the way it rolls off my tongue.
All right, well... 646-8255. If you got a little tidbit of knowledge that you can help us with, we'll take it to parties. We'll credit you for it. And we'll all say, I didn't know that. If I can get all of the audience out there to say it, I am going to just about go over the edge. And I was going to say the O word, but again, there are children outside.
And I feel
self-conscious about saying orgasm. All right. Do we have anybody on? All right. Jim, you're on the talk station. Go ahead.
Did you know that the female gibbon gestates for 7 months?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please join me. 1, 2, 3.
I didn't know that.
How come it sounds just like the three of us?
I don't know.
Tommy,
there's no
and
one
Holly.
They're all standing way far away from the mic. I think they're scared of us or something.
Come on, closer to the mic for crying out loud. The matter with you?
Get off the bench. Get it up here.
Come on.
You, up here.
Hey.
We want this to sound really good. We want when we say, huh, I didn't know that, I want to hear all the voices out there chanting with me. It'll just be beautiful. Just try it once. You'll get some kind of a turn on from it. It'll just be wonderful. Do we have any more people with knowledge out there that we can go to? All right. Dave, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, Don, how's the fair treating you?
It's treating me.
Good. I was just calling about, did you know there's such a thing as a frog that you can freeze solid, like an ice cube, and you thaw it out and it comes back to life? It's the only one that exists, and I believe it's in Minnesota.
All right, one, two, three.
Huh! I didn't know that.
That's better. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course, we're just letting these people get away with these statements. Did you hear that outlandish one? There's no such thing as any frog you can freeze.
Well, you can make them up. I don't care if they're legitimate. As long as they sound good, you can make them
you
up.
You can?
What the heck? Sure.
You can do that with box elder bugs, you know. Freeze them once and they'll come back to life.
Who? What?
Box elder bugs.
Box elder bugs.
Yeah, if you freeze them, they come back.
Would the youngster who's whacking the microphone with the rubber bat there step up to the microphone? Sir, I'd like to have a word with you, son.
We're going
to
make a citizen's arrest on you, kid.
That mic there is live, so when you're whacking that, we can hear it. In fact, it's going out all over the 7-county metro area.
All the more reason to whack it, I think.
So have at it. Go ahead. Give it a couple
shots.
Yeah,
hit that microphone. Yeah. Whack it.
Should I?
Sure, go
sure,
ahead.
How about it? Whack that thing.
The hell is that?
Yeah.
Hell, we don't have to pay for it. What do we care? That's how I look at it.
Now we need someone from engineering to replace it. The thing's in about three pieces.
That's right, but that's all right. We'll put them back together.
I thought that was a rubber bat. I'm sorry.
Some crazy glue. We're going to have eyewitness news momentarily. And in the meantime, Tommy and I will venture out.
We're going to head out in the backyard again?
In the backyard to say hi to some of the people waiting out there. Do we have an eyewitness news person?
We do.
And it's Val Holly Dennis.
Hi there, Don.
Again. You can't get rid of this gig, can you?
I can't.
Now, you're live at 5 out here, right?
Yes, I'll be out there again today.
Well, we won't be, but we're glad that you're there.
Well, I'm glad that you're there now. Is the weather holding out?
It's not bad. No, it's fine. A little bit on the cool side. It's just fine.
We had some rain yesterday, but it ended up kind of being fun anyway. We had some volunteers from the crowd hold our umbrellas.
Now, did they make you hold the umbrella while doing the news, holding a wet microphone?
They were going to, and Randy Meyer and I had the great idea of having some kids come up and hold our umbrellas for us, and then we gave them Channel 5 baseball caps.
So you think you'd have a better incentive than that?
say, Val, before
Donna... my little guy, Danny, he said, Val, I could hold this umbrella all night.
Oh,
it was really
beautiful.
Sweet.
Val, before me and Don venture out in the backyard, is there anything in the news whatsoever having to do with a couple in dog outfits that we should be concerned about who have just appeared before the window? Anything about escaped convicts in dog outfits? Nothing.
You got me.
Nothing.
I have not seen anything
we'll
on the wires.
Outside.
We'll be
see
outside.
What
sounds pretty fun.
And now listen closely as Don Bogle gropes for ideas on AM 1500 KSTP.
Oh my gosh, the bumper wore off, you guys. Well, we're here at the Minnesota State Fair.
Holly, the Twins won.
Yep. The Twins won!
Yay!
The Twins won! Good to know. This is the Don Bogle Show, and Don is somewhere on the fairgrounds. In fact, I think we may have to go on a search for Don. Don is out and about. I think he's getting food or something. Is he? Don is standing in front of the store. There we go. Say hi, Don.
Hi, Holly.
Hi,
How
Don.
You doing?
I'm doing well.
What's happening?
Not a lot. The music ended, Don.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I just told Tommy, let's drive Holly nuts and just stand out here and see what she does.
Hey, I handled it. I came back on for you. I
said
your name.
Okay, we'll keep going.
Okay, we'll keep going.
This is... The show's yours, Holly.